One time in the territory, landed on a dirt strip. Overnight, they had 5 mil of rain, and that was enough to bog the black soil. So I was stuck there for 3 days, just waiting for it to dry out. And it's not a pleasant thing to have to do. There was a place up north of Broken Hill, and I got bogged on the sandy stuff. Taxied in, thought, oh, I'll just turn the plane around and get it ready to take off later in the day. And as I turned, it just sunk into the sand. So the owner of the property helped me dig the front wheel out, put some boards underneath it, and got it onto some solid ground.
And how long have you been a flying padre?
In flying padre role for the last 14, almost 15 years. Flying padre as a minister. So I'm a minister with the Uniting Church, and my way of travelling is by air, so I'm a pilot. To become a minister, it started back in late 1980s, 1990s, and went off to theological college with Jenny, my wife. That was in Melbourne, theological college. Spent 2 years there, and then started ministry in, of all places, Port Pirie. It was a great place to start. From there, had 3 years in Port Pirie, moved to Adelaide and spent 2 years there, and then moved to Darwin, where we stayed for 11 years in Darwin before coming here to Broken Hill. That's that almost 2 years ago.
So when was it during your time as being a minister, did you decide, I want to be a flying padre?
The answer to that is I didn't decide I wanted to be a flying padre. The true answer is I wanted to learn to fly. I watched the planes as a kid flying around Geelong. You'd see them doing their training, you know, the circuits, you know all about that, up and down. And it was one of those things in the back of my mind, I'd love to do that one day. One day took a long time coming. My late 30s, based in Port Pirie, and drove past the airport. And there's a sign out at the airport, learn to fly from $2,000. And went home, spoke to Jenny and said, oh, look, love to do it. Happy to, in a sense, waste $2,000 if I don't feel comfortable or it doesn't work for me. But, went off and learnt to fly, yeah.
So what kind of plane did you learn to fly in?
Cherie, if you have a look in the hangar, because that's where we are, the little plane up in the far corner, little Jabiru, that's what started to learn to fly in. So hence the reason why it's fairly cheap, because it was a little plane. And, yeah, got all the way up to first solo and, enjoyed it and went on from there.
So you then moved on to Cessna, and in front of us there is the flying patrol, your plane that you fly around here in the far west. What's it like flying out here, and what kinds of things do you do when you visit properties?
Here in Broken Hill, the properties are a lot closer together. Navigation, yeah, it's still a bit difficult, still hard to find your way sometimes, but you can see one station to the next. Flying in Darwin, in the Northern Territory, you can't see one station to the next. They're quite a distance away. But the role here, generally ring people up and organise a route, sort of a circular type route, go out just for the day or maybe for 2 days, and visit 2, 3, 4 properties in the 2 days. It's interesting flying remotely and landing on the strips in all sorts of different places, what you come across on an airstrip. Up north, often the stations would have their horses close by to the airstrip, and horses are terrible. They just stand there and look at you. You go over and buzz the strip and they won't move. So you've got to determine land short, land long, over the top of them, how you're going to land. The other is the kangaroos. They just dart out, and you may have landed and taxiing, and then out they come in front of you, and it's like, well, where do I go? You just brace and think, well, if they're going to hit me, they'll hit me. But generally they put the brakes on, skid to a halt, turn around and go back the way they've come.
So what kinds of things do you do when you get out there, apart from have lots of cups of tea?
Catch up and just see how people are doing. Yeah, catch up with the kids if they're doing school of the air, see them in their schoolroom. You go out to do all sorts of things. Visit to do christenings, catch up with folk for weddings, and just to catch up to see how people are going in their everyday life. It's pretty tough out there to hear how they're going and that there are people concerned for them out there on the stations. There's been properties I've gone out to and they know that I'm heading in, and they're happy to spend half a day or more just sitting chatting, because there's a bit of that loneliness out in the bush, and just to have a conversation rather than the couple that's there or the kids or... yeah, conversation with another adult.
Have you found that some people are a little bit reluctant to let you come and say g'day because they don't really want to talk about God or look at a Bible?
They see me as the God botherer sometimes. Other times you'll hear from people and say, oh yeah, happy to have you come out, but leave that God stuff behind. And happy to come out and visit. And no, we won't talk about the God stuff. But sometimes people will bring that up, you know. Why do you do what you're doing? And I find that people out on the stations, yeah, most people have their own faith. They have a belief system. May not be the same as mine. It might be. But, we share a common bond.
Do you get sometimes stuck in the middle a little bit between family issues? You've got one ear listening to one member and the other ear listening to another?
You have asked the question, Cherie. I can say yes, but I can't give you much more detail because you tend to be a holder of secrets, a holder of information. People will talk to you about all sorts, and so you just hold that. Most times I'll take out something for morning tea, you know, the good old sticky bun. Yeah, may take out stuff and have a shared lunch, you know, cooked chook, salad, bread, those sort of things. Yeah, so you're not just going out and taking from those on the station, you're sharing a bit of that too, and becoming part of their life for the day.